WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The head of VMI resigns after blistering charges of a long history of racism at the state-supported school. JMU students won't get a spring break next semester as the school continues to adjust its schedule to the pandemic. And what can Virginians expect on election night and the days after? This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 27th. The head of Virginia Military Institute in Lexington resigned on Monday after numerous black cadets reported racism at the nation's oldest state-supported military college. The Board of Visitors accepted retired Army General J.H. Benford Pay's resignation, quote, with deep regret, Board President John William Boland said in a statement. VMI, founded in 1839, was the first state-supported military college in the nation. Governor Ralph Northam, a VMI graduate, and other top Democratic elected officials sent a letter to the school's board last week announcing an investigation into VMI after a Washington Post story described black cadets and alumni facing, quote, relentless racism. The Post story described incidents such as lynching threats and a white professor reminiscing in class about her father's Ku Klux Klan membership. The Roanoke Times also reported months ago on black alumni speaking out about racism at the school. In his resignation letter, Pay said that he had been told by the governor's chief of staff that Northam and other state legislators had, quote, lost confidence in my leadership and desired his resignation. James Madison University is following the lead of other colleges and changing its plans for the spring semester due to the pandemic. JMU announced its spring schedule last week. And the main changes are no spring break and a slightly later start to the semester. The changes include replacing the traditional week-long spring break with 3 days of no classes throughout the semester. The spring semester will begin 1 week later than originally planned, on Tuesday, January 19th, to reduce the amount of time that the campus community spends together during peak flu season. And the spring semester will end as planned, with April 29th as the last day of classes. You'll find the full plan and schedule at jmu.edu. WMRA's operating license is held by JMU's Board of Visitors. Election Day, or we might call it the last day to vote in this election season, is 1 week away. But Virginians have been voting for a while. Almost 2 million votes have already been cast. So what can voters expect on election night and the days after? Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has this preview.
Virginia law allows localities to start processing absentee ballots prior to Election Day. That's good news for those wanting speedy returns. Even still, results from absentee and early votes will likely show up later in the night. Election experts like Loyola University's Justin Levitt says that people watching the results roll in shouldn't be surprised if they start to skew Democratic later in the night.
This is a documented empirical phenomenon.
The votes coming in later, provisional ballots, mail-in ballots, are more likely to be Democratic. It's known as the blue shift.
That's likely to be quite extensive this year because of an unprecedented partisan split in preferring mail ballots by party.
A poll out last week from the Washington Post found that of the more than 1 in 5 Virginia voters who have already cast their ballot, 69% say they voted for Democrat Joe Biden. Levitt says the bottom line is that we likely won't know who has won until all the ballots have been counted.
It's a little bit like a sports contest and just taking a 2-minute slice of the sports contest, whatever sport it is, that's not necessarily going to be representative of the game as a whole.
And in Virginia, that game will last for days. Local registrars will accept mail-in ballots, so long as they were postmarked before the polls closed, until noon on the Friday following Election Day. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Finally today, starting next summer, the criminal justice system in Virginia will see a major change in how criminal trials work and what kind of plea deals are offered. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
One of the most significant developments to come out of the special session this fall is that defendants in criminal cases will now have the option to have judges sentence them after a jury trial. And no longer will defendants in jury trials be forced to accept jury sentences, which critics say are overwhelmingly harsh. Senator Joe Morrissey is a Democrat from Richmond who fought to make this happen, and he says it'll not only change how trials happen, but what kind of plea deals are offered.
If a defendant is charged with crime A, the sentencing guidelines come back between 1 and 3 years, and the prosecutor offers 6 years. And he says, oh, by the way, if you don't take it, we demand a jury trial and jury sentencing. A defendant is often forced to accept a plea that is not fair. This changes it.
Most cases never go to trial because defendants accept plea deals. That's why Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says this change will significantly alter what kind of plea deals are offered at your local courthouse.
This certainly will take a few years to kind of work out where it's going to go, but it does fundamentally change the equation, and it does take a pretty strong lever away from prosecutors who are trying to play hardball with respect to a plea agreement.
Morrissey says he expects the governor to sign the bill without adding an amendment. If the governor signs it, the change will be effective starting July 1 of next year. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected. And I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.